As the local and national election season heats up, the assessment that candidates give of our city and nation have become increasingly dire, begging the question, is optimism old-fashioned? Yes, we must recognize our challenges, some of which are considerable, to craft solutions. But it's equally important to recognize the progress we've made if we hope to create enduring social change. In that spirit, let's take pride in the fact that the director of the Pratt Library, Carla Hayden, has been nominated to be the Librarian of Congress. Let's mark the 100th anniversary of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and their outreach to the young people in our community. Let's recognize our university's collaborations to increase access and meet workforce needs, such as the highly successful Joint Graduate Program in Human Services Administration offered by Coppin State University and the University of Baltimore. Spring is a good time to rekindle optimism. The snow has melted and flowers are beginning to bloom, and Baltimoreans are about to celebrate an annual rite of spring, opening day at Camden Yards. A new season will begin at the best baseball stadium in America, and the Orioles are undefeated. So in my view, it's okay to be optimistic about our team and our city. For the University of Baltimore, I'm Kurt Schmoke.